Thank you very much, Madam Chair. So regarding the questions which were given to us, I have to say that since we're going to have another meeting tomorrow, perhaps I would be more provide more details during that meeting. But what I can actually also say that indeed, Egypt actually, in a given circumstances, since it's been surrounded by many conflicts in the region, specifically Darfur conflict, current ongoing conflict in Israel and Palestine, it's been affected by a huge influx of refugees. Being a country where which in fact offers migrants to other countries where the migrants are from Egypt going also to other countries to seek for a job. Egypt has serious problems providing these people who are coming to Egypt to provide their basic living. As institutions, we observe that the institution function as basically any other bureaucracies where we can find problems with difficulties of processing of work permits, visas, as well as but this is a government of Egypt. When it comes to refugee status, it is clear that the UNHCR is in charge of refugee status in Egypt. However, we have to say that based on our observations, UNHCR is not really doing a great job when it comes to processing and extending refugee applications and refugee statuses in Egypt. When it comes to Gaza refugees, as you probably aware, we have quite a dichotomy of refugee statuses for Gaza refugees because on the one hand, they are registered by UNRWA. And UNHCR, as a matter of fact, has nothing to do with the refugees who are registered by UNRWA. And if you look at the way how the UNRWA refugees, I mean, Palestinian refugees, they are enjoying their status, they're kind of out of loop of the UNHCR as well. And when they come to Egypt, or they're trying to come to Egypt, of course, they face a lot of bureaucratic problems, but most of them have to come as tourists. Those who are coming on humanitarian basis, they're mostly because of the acute health problems that may actually they can claim and they can present at the border and they can come and enter to Egypt. They are not refused, they are accepted. As per statistics, there are around 115,000 Palestinians who have sought refuge in Egypt since October 2023. Palestinian diaspora faces additional challenges due to the lack of legal status. As I said, their problem with UNRWA refugee status, yeah? And they can obtain 45-day tourist visa, but this visa is not giving them any eligibility to get a formal employment. As to HIV, what we observe that the Egyptian procedure for giving a work permit demands a clean HIV test. In case of HIV positive, the work permit is denied. And this actually creates a big problem for people, migrants, not just refugees, but migrants who are trying to seek and get a work permit and work officially. Many are forced to informal labor market. Regarding domestic workers, we are happy to hear that there is a plan and improvements and amendments into the current labor law of Egypt, and that domestic workers will be included and protected by the labor code. Unfortunately, this is not the case at the moment. Thank you.